Humanitarian colleagues say they are concerned about escalating health risks with the rainy season intensifying. There are still bodies of people who died in the violence lying in the streets of Goma. Our colleagues tell us that morgues are at capacity and hospitals and health centers are overwhelmed with injured people. While efforts to chlorinate water are underway with the support of our humanitarian partners, the lack of drinking water is forcing people in Goma to rely on untreated water from Lake Kivu, as we told you last week. Also in Goma, economic and other activities are gradually resuming, but schools and banks remain closed. Two humanitarian organizations and government entities have had their vehicles hijacked over the weekend. Aid organizations continue to assess the impact of the looting of their warehouses as these groups try to resume the delivery of aid in and around Goma. Between Friday and Saturday, OCHA and its humanitarian partners jointly assessed displacement sites in and around Goma. Initial findings reveal that many camps have been looted, they've been destroyed and abandoned. While some people may have returned to their communities or sought refuge elsewhere, many people still lack adequate shelter and access to basic services. For its part, the World Food Program is telling us that they're actively pre-positioning supplies and ready to resume their operations as soon as conditions allow. The agency is also strengthening preparedness efforts in neighboring countries, working with UNHCR, with IOM and others to develop contingency plans. Given the risk of increased displacement as we've seen it, WFP is ensuring readiness in Rwanda, in Uganda, Burundi, and Tanzania. And as a reminder, one out of every four people across the DRC faces acute hunger, including children and pregnant and nursing women. Armed violence, continued conflict, and soaring food prices are obviously key drivers in the DRC's food insecurity. On the peacekeeping side, our colleagues at MONUSCO, our peacekeeping mission in the Congo, but mostly in the eastern part of the country, are telling us about their ongoing concerns regarding the reported advance of the M23 towards South Kivu's capital, Bukavu. As a reminder, since June of last year, MONUSCO is no longer present in South Kivu as part of the agreed-upon disengagement plan with the host country.